The problem with the illegal vapes is there's a process within the UK at the moment that genuine vapes go through the MHRA, so the Medical Health Regulatory Authority, and the manufacturers have to specify and explain what's actually in the product. So, what's actually in that liquid that you're taking down into your lungs? So, if it's illegal, it hasn't gone through that process. So, nobody knows what's in the liquid. Within Kent, obviously, we've got several key gateways into the country through Dover, through Eurotunnel, and we work very closely with agencies at the border. And we've had some significant discoveries and seizures of vapes at that border point. So, therefore, that's obviously going to boost our figures because when you're stopping, I don't know, 40 to 50,000 vapes in any one go, it very quickly mounts up. And we've been working very closely with those agencies, so we're getting quite a good hit rate and removing illegal product from that area. But we've then also got the fact that the work that we're doing on the retail sector on the high street, we are again finding some significant seizures. Because these devices are quite small, you don't need to have a lot of retail space to, have several thousand removed. And because we've been busy trying to focus on removing illegal product from the marketplace, the figures have added up. Currently, under the legislation that's provided to us, we have no ability to instigate a fine. So people might well be aware of fixed penalty notices and things like that under other legislation. Within the legal area that we've got at the moment, there is nothing that allows us to do that. So the only way that a fine could be imposed would be to go through to either the magistrates or Crown Court. So that's not within our gift to issue a fine. So then if we look at what actually is enforcement activity, I'm sure if you asked any of the businesses that we've actually been and visited, to have trading standards attend, sometimes with partner agencies, and for us to remove a significant volume of illegal product from their shop, we've seized those items, we've removed them. Then, depending on the circumstances of that situation, it could be that compliance advice is enough to get the business back on the straight and narrow, trading legally. Some of these are genuine businesses who, just bought the wrong product. Then we've got those businesses that are definitely illegal. All they're doing is selling illegal product. And then we would look to conduct the most appropriate enforcement action that we can.